Good morning. A Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, let's start with a general COVID-19 update for New York.
Well, overall, the trend is good. Cases and deaths continue to go in a downward direction. The state now has about 350,000 cases overall. And the number of deaths, if you include not only confirmed but probable, we're looking at about 28,000 deaths across the state. And some of the messaging now has shifted in New York. Yesterday, Governor Cuomo spent a lot of time at his briefing trying to emphasize testing and getting people out to take more tests so that the state can document what's going on. This is a shift in emphasis because before people were saying, if you feel too ill, if you know you're questionable about symptoms, don't come out and get a test. We don't want you out and about. Now they're trying to encourage more people out, especially those who are in the so-called phase one recovery industries, such as construction, agriculture, and some retail.
From there, let's get probably a predictable but still necessary cash report out from the comptroller on Friday.
Yeah, this came out shortly before 5 o'clock on Friday. It's the monthly cash report, which in normal times is a rather mundane event. But this Friday, it confirmed the humongous drop in cash for the state. Looking at April to April comparisons, April 19 to April 20, there's a 68% drop in the cash flow to the state. Now, this was largely attributable to the delay in tax day, which was moved, as you know, from April 15th out to July 15th. So there was obviously a drop in cash, but the important thing along with this is the official documentation that we have this such a huge cash drop now triggers emergency powers that the governor has to slash the budget at any time during the fiscal year. Of course, he's now waiting on Washington, D.C. before making any move like that.
Finally, an exclusive for Newsday, and has to do with transferring of patients from hospitals to nursing homes on Long Island.
That's right. It's been a huge issue and a controversy around the state where nursing homes were early in this pandemic were told they could not refuse to accept COVID-19 patients transferred from hospitals unless they didn't have the capacity to handle them. And no one's really documented how much this has gone on statewide. Well, on Long Island, taking a look at some of the major hospital systems, we're talking at least 2,000 transfers over about a two-month period, including 1,000 in the Northwell Hospital System, which is the largest downstate, and also 530 in the Catholic Hospital System. And specifically right there in the Catholic Hospital System, 530 people represents almost a quarter of the COVID-19 patients they were treating during that period. So it looks as though there was, in fact, a large number of patients that were getting transferred out of hospitals because hospitals were concerned about bed capacity and into nursing homes where there's now been a lot of COVID-19 deaths.
He is Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.